Yeah, hello. Sir, may I help you?
Yes. Yes, good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Richard, and we're conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. And all your answers are confidential, sir. Can I ask what's your zip code number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, can I ask what is your zip code?
30135.
Thank you, sir. And what is your what is the year of your birth?
1965.
Thank you, sir. Okay, what is the highest level school have you that you have completed on, or a high school, or highest degree that you
college.
Have achieved? You're a college.
College.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, allow me just one moment. And what is your race, sir?
Black.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, and now, for whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald
Biden,
Trump?
Biden.
For Biden.
Biden.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many other people, do you not register?
Yeah, Douglasville.
Okay. Okay, now, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you, sir. Education, discrimination, there will be crime, then climate change and environment, public transportation, jobs and economy, abortion and access, traffic, immigration, inflation, and cost of living.
Abortion, climate change, and economy.
And what was the other one, I'm sorry?
Economy.
Economy, and the first one that you choose?
The first one was climate change.
Okay.
And abortion, and then economy.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, and now when thinking about the direction in which of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied when it comes to the city of Atlanta?
Generally satisfied.
Okay, how about the Atlanta region?
Very satisfied.
Very, and Georgia?
Very satisfied.
Thank you, sir. Now I would like to the way you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas you can scale from 0 to 10. When it comes to the Atlanta City Council, is it very unfavorable, neutral, or very warm, very favorable? Or you never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay. How about the MARTA trains?
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. And artificial intelligence companies?
Favorable.
Okay. The Atlanta Bell Line?
Favorable.
And how about the Governor Brian Kemp?
Favorable.
Thank you, sir. And the Atlanta Police Department?
Favorable.
Okay. And how about Mayor Andre Dickens?
Favorable.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and now how will you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major.
Big major
problem.
Okay, how frequently do you use the public transportation in Atlanta? Do you usually almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. Okay, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar. Not too familiar, not at all?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. Thank you very much, sir. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Bell Line in a typical month? Almost every day, few times a week, a few times a month? Rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. Thank you, sir. Based on what you knowing what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Bell Line or a negative opinion? Is it very positive or
positive.
Very negative? Very positive. Okay.
Positive.
What's the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Bell Line?
A safe place to walk.
Okay, a place to walk. Okay, thank you very much. Just one moment, sir. And here's a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means that you strongly agree, which the statement 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree. When it comes to from 0 to 10, crime is a serious problem on Marta and Atlanta buses. From 0 to 10, what's your rate?
5.
And I feel safe riding Marta?
9.
9, okay. And adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better?
A 10.
Okay. And the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse. From 0 to 10, which is your rate?
5.
5, okay. And public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. From 0 to 10?
5.
And Martha says they're working on projects, but I never seen them complete anything.
5.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and ask this here. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out more frequent mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from places to places with e-bike, scooters, and self-driving cars. Statement A or statement B?
Statement B.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, here's a few policies that city leaders might consider we're trying to address the Atlanta's area traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. I'm gonna read it to you. Is it adding light rail to the Bell Line? Is it priority or not, or strongly priority or neutral from 0 to 10?
Neutral.
Okay. Also, it says here adding more security to Marta stops from 0 to 10?
A 5.
Adding additional Marta stations around Atlanta. What's your rate?
9.
Okay, 9. And allow me just one moment. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
8.
And expanding the streetcar system in the city.
0.
Okay, you give that a 0. Thank you very much. Okay, allow me just one moment. And it says here, how familiar are you with Atlanta Bell Line transit plan, which would place pedestrians, friendly lights, rail alongside the Bell Line trail? Is it very familiar or not too familiar with you? To you, I'm sorry.
Not too familiar.
Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Bell Line? And will you say that it's strongly support or oppose only, or what it says here, strongly support or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. How, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline transit plan would expand 22 miles of a light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When complete, the Beltline transit would link up with existing and future Marta stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Is it strongly support or strongly opposed?
Support.
Support. We're almost done with this, sir, and I really appreciate for your valuable time, sir. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read this here. Here's some statements. This is, again, from our scale from 0 to 10. Okay, it says here, when complete, the Atlanta Bell Line transit plan will link together on all Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreations that the Bell Line offers. Is it not 0 means not all convincing, 5 means neither convincing or unconvincing, and 10 means very convincing. From 0 to 10, what's your rate?
Convincing.
Okay. The Bell Line development is a major economy driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of jobs of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Bell Line transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhood to their workplaces. Is it from 0 to 10? What's your, is it 0 to 10? What's your grade, sir?
5.
5. And Atlanta freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in the traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. From 0 to 10, what's your rate?
10.
10. Okay, sir. Now, once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Strongly support or strongly oppose?
Support.
Support. Now, this is the last one from 0 to 10. I'm going to read to you. It says here, not all concerning, which is 0, someone concerning, it's a neutral, and 10 is a very concerning. At $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is a way to expand it. It's too expensive. We all know that this is a big project, always run over budget. And who to say whether it won't cost $3, $4, or $5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it's ever actually completed. We need public transit bills or what works, not this unrealistic plans that won't work. Is it not all concern to you, neutral, or very concerned, from 0 to 10?
Very, very concerned.
Very concerned. Now, the Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing a long time black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as out-of-town interest. Pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents, where we've got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. From 0 to 10, well, how do you rate this?
Five.
Now, this is the last one here. The Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violent problems. Martha is completely unsafe at the moment, with shooting happening at Martha stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing train and bus stops safe for everyone to use. From 0 to 10?
5.
Five. You're neutral. Okay, once last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of the public transportation until the Beltline? Strongly support or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, sir. We're almost done. How long have you lived in Atlanta?
11 years.
11 years. Thank you, sir. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? I'm going to read this to you with all the respect to you, sir, okay? Is it heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you.
Straight.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single or separate, divorced or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, sir. In politicals today, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Is it full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently?
Full-time.
Thank you.
Full-time.
Okay, this is the last question here, sir. Last year, that is a 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it?
About 250.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to say, sir, thank you very much for taking this call and providing me with these confidential answers. I just want to say hopefully everything changes in the future. Thank you very much for your valuable and your patience. Thank you very much. You have a great evening, sir, and enjoy your dinner. It has been a pleasure, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank
We're
you.
Done. Right. Thank you very much, sir. Bye-bye.